Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million?
What?
A nice big chair.
Hey. You know what's colder than $1 million?
What?
Eating the last of the cornflakes in the packet.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million?
What?
Trying to get like a Christmas tree out of a loft, but the ladder is just extended just enough for you to sort of tip over a little bit, and you're like, yeah. Whoa! But then you right yourself, and you're like, mission accomplished.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million? Yeah. Walking down the street and seeing someone from Dragon's Den.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million?
What?
Wearing a COVID-compliant surgical mask in public, but going like this. And nobody knows you're doing it.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million? Getting an email into your inbox at exactly on the hour.
Yeah. What's cooler than $1 million?
What?
It's trying to make sure that the petrol amount gets to like £20 exactly, and then fuck it up and cover yourself in petrol, which is what I did at the weekend.
Do you know what else is cooler than exactly $1 million?
Yeah.
Wetting your pants in front of your family.
Yeah. What I like about that is it really made me go, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Your dad would be disappointed, then amused, then disappointed again. Mam, shocked. There's no disappointment there. She just wants to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Sister. Oh, Peter. Leaves the room. Yeah. That's about it, really.
My mum would...
Nan's already... dead. Unless I'm doing it on her grave. She's not interested.
Don't do that.
She's not bothered.
But I often think that if I was so wealthy and so powerful, it didn't matter what I did.
Yeah.
I would sometimes just wet my pants as a power move.
Yeah.
Because no one can touch me.
Didn't Lady Gaga take a top off in a meeting?
Did she? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we heard about
similar sort of move, I suppose.
There was a really wealthy guy who used to just take shits wherever he wanted on his super yacht because he knew that other people would clear it up.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't want to involve other people. But what I'm saying is, if the laws of whether we like it or not, the laws of society, presuming you're not harming other people, the laws of society don't really apply to you. So the main barriers to, for example, wetting yourself in a meeting are: is this going to harm my prospects?
Yeah.
What are people going to think of me?
Yeah.
Will this get around my social or professional circle?
Mm-hmm.
But all those are removed when you're so wealthy and successful.
Will this
matter.
Add to my mystique?
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think it would add to your mystique.
It turns out he does it because he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and has like a penis operation every morning.
No,
and that's what gives him the killer edge to run Amazon.
People on Instagram told me that Matt Damon definitely gets up at 2:30 every morning and eats exactly 4 rice cakes with peanut butter on it.
And 17 figs, and then just does ab workouts for the rest of the day.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million? 4 rice cakes in a row with peanut butter on it.
Ah! Do you know what's cooler than $1 million? The Logan Pitch Show! It is Monday. So good to me. Monday. I'm not very good at remembering lyrics to songs. It's the 28th Monday. Of June.
Yeah, it is that. That is the lyric, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tell me why I don't like Mondays. That's one of the greatest jokes ever. Have you heard the story about Russell Brand and Bob Geldof?
No.
So apparently Russell Brand did a fundraising stand-up gig.
Yep.
He basically had a joke about Bob Geldof, but he never used it because he thought it was unfair.
Yes.
And the night before he was doing the stand-up show, Bob Geldof was on TV and was just doing his usual Bob Geldof thing and said to, I'm making this
part
up.
Who's this Russell Brand
guy? No, but he said
to
like Jonathan Ross, whoever it was, Russell Brand, what a cunt, right? And Russell Brand heard about that and thought, I'm going to roll the joke out.
Yeah.
And rolled the joke out. And the joke was, Bob Geldof never shuts up about famine. He should know all about it because he's dined out on I Don't Like Mondays for 30 years.
It's good.
It's a great
it's a
joke.
Gag.
It's a really good joke, and you just reminded me of it then.
Is it written by Matt Morgan, his cook and
spotter? I think Matt Morgan might have told the story.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well,
that is also cooler than $1 million. Maybe. I don't know.
Have you seen The Social Network recently?
I have.
I'd quite like
Not
to watch
recently.
It again.
Not recently, no.
Yeah.
I watched an episode of Liverpool Narcos last night.
What the flip is that?
I'm going to tell you.
People are going, I've got this, we found a cachet of illegal weapons in a lockup in on the heath. Bootle and the beans.
Have you seen it? Have you seen
it? Yeah.
I don't know, it looked really interesting in the Scott, because what happens is, as part
is
part
it better
it,
than Cops UK body cam squad, mate?
No, not really.
Right, okay, never going to be,
but,
is it?
But Sky will occasionally put their hand in their pocket and make their own show, and then they'll pepper you with adverts.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That is it then is. After that. You've got no choice. It's almost like you're brainwashed
there's
into it.
There's an advert for a show with the Doctor Who and the man who played Brian Clough in that film.
Yeah.
You know,
David Tennant and Michael Sheen.
There we go.
You're welcome.
And they were in a show, it was a Terry Pratchett or something like that.
Isn't it called, like, it's about devils and gold?
Yeah. Angels and Demons. No, that was
Dan Brown,
wasn't it?
My favourite.
That was your favourite.
Yeah.
But he's there going... He's in a post box and he goes, yes, the history or something like that. And it's on every fucking advert for Amazon Prime.
Yes, it is, yeah.
But it used to be a Sky show, I think.
What's your point?
I'm just sick of the advert.
Right, okay.
Can't really remember it that
well.
Do you
know what's called $1 million? Finishing a Dan Brown novel on the tube and slapping it shut in front of everyone like that.
Well, that's that.
Yeah.
Oh, Knights Kent Templar, eh? Whoa.
Do you think Jesus had a son? Just shout it to people.
Bang, let's talk.
Yeah.
Right, you, go. Jesus, son. Yes,
I
no?
have a few questions. What station are you getting off at? Brixton, end of the line. Come here.
Come here, you.
Anyway, Liverpool Narcos.
We're in Walthamstow.
I've done the whole Walthamstow to Brixton.
Have you?
So where I live now, nearest tube station, Brixton, friend of mine, Joe, good bloody good lad, Joey Dyer, had his 40th birthday in Walthamstow.
Oh.
We rode that baby all the way home.
How long is it
the tube,
take?
Not Joe Dyer.
How long does it take?
Not that long.
No.
28, I'm going to say 28
28 minutes,
minutes
the whole line. What's the point in it?
The Victoria line.
What's the point in it?
The Victoria line, as you know, is the MVP of the tube network. Anyway, Liverpool Narcos. I was bombarded with so many adverts that my wife went out for an hour yesterday and it was almost like I turned to a robot and I was just like finding the remote and just putting it on. And I put it on.
It sounds like she went out for an hour and just went, I'm going out for an hour. I will be back in an hour, Luke. An hour.
And have you seen the advert for Liverpool Narcos? Perhaps you should watch it. Anyway.
They've got you too.
It was fairly interesting, I suppose, but it was one of those things they do. Now, I don't know why people do this now.
Mm.
It's a big thing these days, and I think it's very hard to pull it off, where you meld and mould and mix.
Meld and mould and mix.
The fiction and the non-fiction.
The fiction. Oh,
so
right, okay.
There's a drug bust.
There's
but
a
no
drug
one was
bust.
There to film it, so we're going to reenact it.
We're getting this. Everyone's got lightsabers.
And we're going to exclusively use actors that can't get jobs anywhere else.
Right.
They used to do reenactment on Crime Watch.
The blokes who used to work with Stephen Graham in local Liverpool theatre can't get any work now.
You wouldn't get Stephen Graham near it.
No.
Not these days.
No.
No chance.
No chance,
he's done
mate.
So much. Anyway, so it was fine, but it was heavily tinted with everyone talking about how Liverpool was the most interesting city in the world, as you'd expect. But once you got past that, it
this
was
is enough drugs to keep the Beatles high for like a week.
A Liverpool cab driver did once say to me
in
a cab, I was in the cab on my own, he went, "Hey mate, have you heard of the Beatles?" And I was like, "Yes." He went, "John Lennon used to live there." I said, "Oh, that is actually interesting."
Right,
you don't have
that,
to pricey it by asking me if I've heard of the fucking Beatles. I'm from fucking Portsmouth.
And also, that's a houseboat. I don't think he did live there.
I was about to say I'm from Portsmouth, not Ulaanbaatar, but I think even people in Ulaanbaatar would know who the Beatles were. Do you know what I mean?
But wasn't he sort of big on saying that I think that Liverpool has the most amount of history?
That was a different character.
They're occasion. All at it. They're all at
that
it.
That was a completely separate
good.
Occasion, me visiting Liverpool.
The thing that gets me is that they have recently had their, or they're about to lose their UNESCO Heritage World Status site
Why?
Thing. UNESCO are going to revote on it.
I don't even know. I didn't even know they took them away.
Fucked it, mate. They fucked it because they just added too many like flat developments on the seafront stuff. So it's not as... It's not a one foot in the past anymore.
They've
added too many student flats.
I wasn't even aware you could lose it.
I thought
once the big guys, the big dogs over at UNESCO made their decision, they're very kind of steadfast on
it. Well, if you go into like, I don't know, Himeji Castle in Japan and just started Nikkyo, just a big castle. Looks like an Overwatch level. You just go out and just smash, like set fire to it. I think you could lose heritage status if you're going to burn it down.
Would that be salt in the wound for those guys?
That would be, yeah.
I don't see how any kind of thing of natural beauty could be could be removed.
Oh, I don't know, a landslide or...
Depressing to think of that. I just don't think that people at UNESCO have got the stomach for that. Do you know what I mean? Say the entirety of, you know, Yellowstone National Park exploded in that volcano,
yeah.
after which we'd all be dead, apparently, because it's a super volcano.
Oh,
and it's 10,000 years overdue as well,
oh.
which is a mere blink of an eye in geological terms, but still was cause for concern.
Mm.
If that erupted and among the smouldering rubble, you just got, you pulled your iPhone out, and it, in its last breath, it dinged, and you had an email, and it was from UNESCO saying, you know, sorry about that, but you realistically we can't give you heritage status. That's the end of it for me.
There goes your funding.
What's calling $1 million? Losing your UNESCO World Heritage
big
status.
Big volcano exploding.
To be fair, a super volcano exploding is genuinely calling $1 million.
Yeah, I would say so, but I would say that I think UNESCO should give you a 5-second rule. If you drop your pizza and you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's still good. It's still good.
You don't adhere to the 5-second rule.
What do you mean?
I think you give it longer than that.
I've done days before. If I drop something on the floor,
I think if I drop, it depends on the food stuff.
I ordered steak from Deliveroo and you had a problem with that last week.
I've got a problem with that. Because I fucking forgot about that. And now you're fucking for the high jump, mate. Because I'm against that.
Right.
Because I don't know how they're going to... I would rather pay the same money and they give me the raw steak.
I'll just do it myself.
I'll flash it myself.
Yeah, but what's the difference? As long as it's there within 10 minutes, you're all right, aren't you?
There's a guy called Alexis Guerreros who does Cooligans and does a lot of stuff on the US on TV. Good lad. Properly into his food. And he said to me when we were in New York City last, he said to me he won't even entertain the idea of pizza being put in a box. It ruins it. I don't know what he thinks about steak. I mean, it would fucking sweat. And you don't want to put steak on a moped. That's the last thing you want to be doing.
It's not in the tailpipe, is it? Like a bad banana.
You have got a moped.
but we'll see where it ends up.
How did it turn out?
It was absolutely fine. And the salmon. Sarah had the salmon.
Yeah.
And we had macaroni cheese and we had mushrooms. It was brilliant. It was pretty more expensive, but it was delicious.
So there's another meat liquor for it. I think meat liquor is that don't let you buy fries, Deliveroo.
Oh, right. Because it's just too poor. Yeah.
And they let you do hash browns, I think, maybe instead.
Oh, nice.
Generally speaking, you're on far safer ground with a side in a delivery.
Yeah.
And a burger. So one thing I have really noticed is that the good places, they'll put your burger in a box now. Just properly protect it. Mm. So I'm fine with that. I just think with a steak, it's a bit of a bridge too far. Would you rather just cook yourself a steak?
Well, no, because I was living in a house where don't know where any of the pans are. I just moved house, so everything's all in boxes. Oh, met some more neighbours, Lukey.
Talk to me.
Talked about Damien, as he's actually known, who gave us a couple of eggs. When we arrived, we had a load of cards through the door from the little road.
Sounds like a lovely neighbour.
And there was one was drawn by one of the children.
Huh?
Like it was a drawing of. I mean, they drew me like I had an afro, so she clearly hadn't seen me. I was fuming I was.
She had ripped it up.
Ripped it up, rubbish. But it, again, just piles the pressure on. I know I'm going to ruin everything.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but it's going to be like when you fulfil the prophecy yourself.
Mm.
Like if you just stayed positive, you've got a far better chance of being okay.
Yeah.
But it feels to me like, and to our listeners, that like you've already cast the die.
Decided, it's going to happen.
Speaking of photos of drawings of young people. So my 5-year-old niece.
That was a lovely link.
My 5-year-old niece, I'm just trying to find it. Mm. My 5-year-old niece had to write a short story about someone in her family and also draw a picture of them.
Uh-oh.
And she chose me.
She'd better know how to keep her mouth shut.
I'm going to read it to you now.
Luke Career Criminal Moore.
This is my Uncle Lukey.
He's got a gun.
He never orders Deliveroo steak. No. This is my Uncle Lukey. My Uncle Lukey is very tall. He puts me on his shoulders so that I can touch the ceiling, and I like to have a sleepover at his house.
Right. Now, you invite me to do either of those things.
No. I don't think I'll put you on my shoulders.
Oh, come on.
You're stronger than me, probably. Look at the picture of me, Pete. What do you reckon? Pretty good, actually.
It is. What are you wearing? Funny trousers.
Which is a bit ironic, given I'm sat here with you. Anyway, I was going to say, I'm going to say something to you, read the house move, that you might find a little bit offensive. And I'll apologise in advance if you do find yourself offended by it.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think the other day of someone less helpful in a house move than you, and I couldn't think of anyone.
Well, the problem with me is, apart from my opinions and thoughts and actions...
No, your opinions and thoughts are fine. You're very entertaining.
Very much, I am quite short. So,
what, temper-wise?
Yep, that too.
Oh, well, you mean physically short?
Physically short. I'm just, everything is just a little bit too close to the ground.
Marcus told me you guys were average height.
Marcus may very well say that, yeah. But it's not true.
Okay.
yeah, we were sort of, just carrying stuff up. Me, and to be fair, a lad is about the same height as me. You know, carrying stuff up the stairs and stuff. It was very difficult.
Well, you had help.
Had the guy who rented the van for us, who could drive a big van.
Right.
he helped out one of Sarah's mates. And he was brilliant. But he does this sort of thing all the time, even though he is my height. And so we're just two short arses trying to get stuff up the stairs. Yeah. And we're just not strong boys.
My rationale for it was that you can't drive.
Yeah, true.
And that you're insane. So like you put things in weird places. Yeah. Not illogically, you know?
Right. Certain people in my house put the, instead of putting the detergent under the sink, put the pans. And I'm like, that needs to move.
I'm on your side there.
The detergent, why does detergent need to live under the sink?
All the clean stuff goes under the sink.
Why
it's
though?
It's an unwritten rule. So
that's what I mean. Why is the rule, why are the rules there?
There's certain unwritten rules. That's why it sent shockwaves for the Luke and Pete Show community when you were using your oven as a cupboard.
Yeah. But at least people couldn't have it. Dry. That's dry.
For the driest place.
Driest place, yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
I think that's, yes, but I feel like that you would, in your mind, think that, you know, pans and t-shirts would go in the same box or something for moving. Or you would just chuck everything in
moving.
You just chuck everything in boxes.
Mate, for moving, mate. It's wrap all of your smashables in clothes. And just unwrap them at the same time.
Did you mark the boxes? Did you pen the boxes?
Sarah did, I didn't.
All
my stuff is just all my stuff.
Yeah.
I'll find a place for it.
You won't let anyone touch it, will you?
touch it. No.
Don't open that.
Don't open that. Yeah. There are things in there that are going to blow your mind.
Something really unsettling is that one of our favourite neighbours literally moved house unannounced yesterday.
What? They just effed off?
No, we knew they were trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We knew they'd found a place.
Yeah.
And one of those mad things that happened in the English property law, I suppose, where they exchanged and did the thing on the same day.
Yes.
So they were gone.
Right.
So he was out first thing in the morning trying to find a van, and they just gone. And last night...
on the day? He had to just go, oh my God, we're moving now.
They went. and that day, in the evening, looked out of my kitchen window, which is on the first floor, their garden's to the left, you can see into their garden.
New family.
I'm telling you, used to seeing Chris and Julie and their kids doing their thing, lovely family, really enjoyed living near them. Looked down to... two completely new random people. And I'm going to let you into a little secret here.
Yeah.
This is betraying the confidence of my wife, but not in any kind of meaningful way. Mm-hmm. One of them's American, and my wife, who's also American, got very upset about it.
Yes.
Because I quote, they're too loud, and I like being the only American here.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fair. It's that nod of... just keep your fucking mouth shut to two English people in Japan, I always find.
Yeah.
They're going, this is... especially people who live there. Yeah. They're sort of going... you leave my people alone. Yeah. They think I'm quite charming.
I found Japan
first. I came first, so don't you be trying to get into my...
Well, it's also potentially seismic for me because my wife is pretty. I would select, she's my wife, but she is. And she's charming, right? And she's interesting.
Yeah.
And she's enthusiastic, right? So that
but
takes a lot...
this new American is...
Well, this is the thing, Pete. That takes a lot of pressure off me.
Right.
If Derek, our next door neighbour, who's absolutely lovely, older gentleman, really nice guy, well into his garden...
Yeah.
If he comes out into the garden and Mimi's there, I'm laughing.
Right.
They'll just talk about gardening. She likes gardening as well.
Yeah.
They'll exchange tips on how to get the best out of the roses and all the rest of it. And I can just, literally sometimes, Pete, I can just casually slink off back into the house.
Yeah.
No one even notices.
Watch a bit more Body Cam UK.
The
Liverpool Narcos.
Will a new American neighbour upset the apple cart?
Right. Well, look, I mean, I presume Mimi indulges in the 7 a.m. Firing of the AK-47. So, I mean, like, that's, you know, what
be an M16,
what
they gonna,
M16, sorry. Yeah, yeah. What were they?
Come on.
A bump stock. What would they do? What do we know where the Americans from? Do they know what they do?
I haven't met them yet.
Exciting.
Because what happened was, because they're maisonettes, right? So we're upstairs. We've got Anthony and Yolanda downstairs. They're lovely. Mm. Derek to the right.
Mm.
Guy below Derek on the right. Let's not talk about him.
It's just everyone's sort against single men in houses.
No, he's not single.
Right.
On the left, we had Chris and Julie. They were lovely. They've gone. Yeah. New American people have come in. Jury's out. Upstairs, Kieran and Rebecca, lovely couple.
Right.
Really nice.
Okay.
Kieran plays a lot of Call of Duty when I'm trying to work, but other than that, he's a smashing lad. I'm just worried because we've effectively got five neighbours. What's going to happen?
It's a variable you don't need, quite frankly.
So I would prefer you and Sarah to have moved in.
Yeah, well, the problem is we've got...
Easier for Luke and Pete.
We've got,
just got next door.
Yeah. Go into the little
what
shed.
What type of show you want to make?
A live one. Just go into the shed down the bottom of the garden.
Yeah.
The thing with... we've gone from a detached rental house property, nice, to a semi-detached, or the end of a terrace, and... Oh, you can't argue in the garden, can you?
No.
Can't argue in the garden. People can hear you.
Just after a few beers.
Another thing!
We bought you a crate of bootlegger for your birthday.
Nearly finished them off.
How were they?
I left one at the house, I think.
Do you think our listeners will know who the bootlegger is?
He's a man who I... Is he from Wrexham?
I believe so. Yeah,
he's a short little bloke from Wrexham who became a bit of a kind of internet, kind of Twitter video star.
You won't profess your enjoyment of his content publicly because you think that it could come back to bite you in the future.
I just think that he has a certain manner about him and the way that he talks about his wife being the flamethrower. But I didn't even get the thing dragon flamethrower. Like she's a dragon. I just thought that's a
my favorite
name.
My favorite thing he does is he's got a draft beer thing in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Which he calls the working man's kettle.
Yeah.
And he goes there at the end of the day and films himself pouring himself a pint, going, "Cheers for that, baby." It's great. Anyway,
I find his delivery quite chilling. His eyes are
quite big.
Bug-eyed, isn't he?
Don't be coarse. He's got so many followers on Twitter that he was able to, in development of a local brewery, much like our friend Robbie Knox, who's done his Bin Day IPA, which looks amazing. And it's an amazing thing, actually.
I think we could probably, even Luke and Pete level, we could probably do it.
So the bootlegger's got his own beer.
Yeah.
We bought you a crate of it for Pilsner, I think it is, for your birthday. Was it actually decent?
Won awards, apparently.
Right,
it was good. It's
got a picture of his face on it, isn't it?
He looks unhinged.
So is it, because you know that we had some problems with Tisky and its social commitments or whatever it was. Are you moving on to bootlegger now?
Well, I can't. Producer Natalie bought me some Tisky for the birthday last time. So I forgot about them.
Get through those. Yeah.
I wonder where they are in the house.
Oh, mate.
God, I'm like an alcoholic trying to find the booze I've hidden.
Pack that last, and then so you can unpack it first. Anyway, let's have a break while Pete looks for his Tisky.
Where's me Tisky?
When we come back the other side of this, we're going to do a couple of emails. There's some good ones this week, actually. I was really impressed when I went through them yesterday, so I'm looking forward to reading some of them out. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you in a sec.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. If you would like to tinkle your ivories, tinkle your ivories, whichever one
it
is.
Doesn't that mean playing the piano?
Yeah, but it's like a piano keyboard, isn't it? Write us an email, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Get involved, for fuck's sake.
New season of PUBG now.
What's happened?
Season 11 was so
speaking
tough.
Speaking of mega volcanoes, isn't there a volcano?
There's a volcano level, yeah. Volcano map is interesting because AI generates a new terrain every time.
So it's all wobbly, wobbly, bubbly, right? Yeah. Okay. So, interesting.
Season 11 was so tough. It was like a pro lobby every time.
Right.
And season 12 actually, I think, returned a bit to the norm, so it's a bit more enjoyable.
Maybe I'll load up my PlayStation and have a couple of rounds.
You should do that. Anyway, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com if you play PUBG and you want to be on my squad. but you can email for any reason, of course, as we well
know. Your ping has to be under 30.
What does that mean? How far away you are from the exchange?
From the server, yeah. It's not good if you've got high latency ping because it just makes you go all juddery.
I've always been fine because what I do at the end of the working day, if I'm going to play in the evening for an hour or two, I unplug the Ethernet and plug it into
the PlayStation. Nice.
No problem.
Why? It's no problem.
It's a 30 meter Ethernet.
Don't worry about
me. I always say that to everyone now. So that's almost changed my life, the Ethernet.
Really?
Like, sometimes you'll be doing something with someone at work, or you have a Zoom call, or you're doing something, and you say to people, get an Ethernet cable. Seems to solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah. I thought I was across it, and now it's just, I'm getting back on the BT bandwagon.
You think about internet a lot, don't you?
Yeah. I had a bad experience with a previous business broadband provider, and
you were literally abusing down the phone a poor employee of that company.
I've never abused any. I get very upset about a particular man who works for a particular broadband company.
Yeah,
who victimised me? Quite frankly,
did you take it out on him?
No, I didn't take it out on him. I just said, "What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I'm paying £300 a month for this bullshit."
Yeah, aggressive.
I didn't say bullshit.
Did you say BS?
I said this is like BS.
Like Steve Coogan on Newsnight that time. Remember when he just turned into Partridge by accident? It was amazing. It was amazing. It's so funny. That is BS. Right, anyway, James has been in touch. He hasn't left his surname. That's okay. It's about his dad. He says it's about his dad and about awkward neighbours. So two subjects, two Luke and Pete Show subjects in one. He says, "Hi guys, on the subject of awkward neighbours, my mum's neighbour sprung to mind. This story also incorporates some dad behaviour that I thought you might enjoy. We had an ongoing battle with our neighbour, brackets Henry
Hoover.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone. I have met one person called Henry that I can think
of. Did we ever meet Henry's cat? Who was the eponymous? Eponymous? No, what's the title thing?
Henry's cat. Yeah, it is eponymous.
What's Henry? Who's Henry?
What do you mean?
Well, the cat was there, but that was Henry's cat.
I don't think he came into it.
Well, why just give the cat a name and leave off, dickhead?
I think that was the thing, though, wasn't it?
What?
It's all about the cat.
Why have we never seen Henry?
Don't know. Email in and let us know. Yeah. Henry, their neighbour, seemed obsessed with burning his green waste rather than disposing of it in any other way.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I think he just means
I'm burning my green waste, mother.
I think he just means like garden waste or recyclables, I guess. I mean, presumably he's not
recyclables.
He's not burning like plastic.
That's
surely
blue waste, if anything, isn't it?
Where in our district, in the Lambeth Council, it's green is recycling.
Right, okay.
And you have to get a special green bag you have to pay for garden waste.
We used to have, this is so boring, three bins and a food waste bin.
I never used the food waste bin. Got our own composter, thanks very much.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And we go to a place where you just put the bins out in the street. Bin bags.
What, there's no recycling?
Yeah, there's recycling, but you set two separate bags, but you just chuck them out in the street.
Very Neapolitan, that. Anyway, so yeah, Henry was burning his green waste rather than disposing of it in any other way.
Henry.
The problem was that he would let it build up, wait until a nice day, and then set it alight. The prevailing wind would take the smoke through our garden, meaning we couldn't open windows or put washing out without the house or our clothes smelling of smoke. This was something that my dad took real issue with.
Yeah, you would. That's
I think
fair.
We're Team James's dad so far.
Yeah.
After multiple offers to dispose of the waste for him, my dad eventually snapped, took our hose, jumped onto the wall and put his fire out from a distance of around 5 metres and continued to do so every time the fire was lit.
Welcome to the party!
Yeah.
Just spraying it.
Yeah. That is cooler than $1 million.
That is cooler than
$1 million. Jumping up on a wall with a hose.
Go and have a bit of that.
Yeah. This saga continued with various tactics like burning when my dad was at work, moving the burner further away.
This guy loves to burn shit.
And here's the key phrase, until my parents separated.
Oh, that's clearly driven a wedge, flammable wedge.
Flammable wedge. My mum kept the house, and the burning continues to this day. But unlike my dad, my mum is not confrontational enough to do anything about it. She just moans every time I visit. Not a nightmare neighbour, but certainly an awkward one. And I'm sure Henry would probably say the same about my dad. That is very magnanimous of you, James.
Yeah.
Incidentally, the neighbour on the other side moved into his house 2 years before we did. So 2001.
Right.
And still to this day has piles of unpacked boxes in his living room, and his living room consists of just a TV and a deck chair.
And that is lovely.
And then James finishes with a little addendum saying, just regarding the first email I ever sent you guys about socks, I wonder whether Luke has had any update on this. Which tennis socks is he currently using? I recently took a gamble by moving away from Nike and bought some Under Armour Heat Gear socks and would strongly recommend.
Lovely. Well, what are you wanking to? Hello@linkpitchshow.com.
I'm still using the Nike tennis socks, James. I'll be honest. Right. I've not any cause to change it.
Sometimes he just walks around with them, just wearing that. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. He's like a human chicken.
And he says, it's time for tennis.
Yeah.
And he starts approaching, and the shadow creeps across my face.
You're carrying on with this one, are you? You don't, as if you would cry. can I just also say that I've discovered the White Company pyjamas, which I'm very excited about.
You were waxing lyrical about this on a private WhatsApp channel.
What spurred it on?
I'm going to bed with a Claritin and a pair of boxers.
No, you are going to bed with three Valium.
Three Valium.
And the last
Claritin.
Thing you do anything before you fall asleep is just on the tisky, so it's there when you wake up. I was going to say the thing that spawned this conversation about pajamas with you on the private WhatsApp chat, and I think people would know by now how boring that I am, so that would make sense. Is that I text a couple of my mates. I've got my four best mates from a WhatsApp chat together, Jimmy and Tommy and those guys, right? And I text them saying, by the way, fellas, I'm in the market for some new sleepwear. I want to make myself sound a bit cooler than the same pyjamas. What do you recommend anything? One of them messaged back saying, I sleep in my jeans.
What?
He's married and approaching 40.
Is he John Cena? What the hell is that about?
I couldn't believe it. I would never think of it of him either.
How heavy are the jeans? Are they like sort of skin tight? What the fuck?
He's like, I've just always done it and I've never really changed.
That's a fetish. That is
I
a
think
fetish.
It's kinky, isn't it?
It's kinky, that is.
Yeah,
wow.
Outrageous. So anyway, the White Company
sleepwear. It would scratch. It's heavy.
I'll tell you something now. Oh. If the White Company listening to this and they or the agency that represents them and they want to sponsor the show.
The White Company.
I am a passionate believer in the White Company.
You want to stop talking about them?
Pajamas.
The White Company.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Over to you, Pete Donaldson.
Yeah, sorry. I was cracking that. a long walk. No, wait a minute. Oh, Gostek, where's the bloody thing? He told us not to do the email with the pictures. There we go. Here we go. Josh. Hello, Josh. A legendary dad. Hello, Luke and Pete. It's Father's Day as I write this, and although my story doesn't really fit with your dad behaviours thread from a while back, because I guess that literally no one else can say, yeah, that's relatable dad behaviour, it's nonetheless pretty funny and worth a share. My old man, he's in his 70s now, is recovering from hip replacement surgery. A lifetime of playing squash has taken its toll, and this is his second major joint replacement. It was one of his knees last time. Naturally pleased after his successful op, he took to social media to document his status in pictures. His first post was a picture of the big scar on the side of his arse, for which he had to take a sideways on a mirror selfie, paused pants down, carefully making sure that his modesty wasn't in the shot. This was accompanied by the caption, X-rated, if Facebook lets it through. I guess his concern regarding whether Facebook's nudity algorithm would be okay with the side of his arse being unsure was somewhat understandable. He didn't apply the same level of concern to his next post, though, which was his post-op X-ray. This was a full frontal shot in which not only his new prosthetic hip was visible, but also quite clearly his penis in a textbook left hanging position. Incongruent with his misgivings about the arse shot, he was completely unperturbed by comments on the X-ray post, pointing out that everyone could see his knob. Legend. As a side note, I never knew before my dad's experience that a lot of these big orthopaedic surgeries are done only under a local or spinal anaesthetic, because a general anaesthetic isn't a front to the body and isn't safe for the elderly. They basically numb you and put your curtain up between the action area and your eyes. My dad described hearing a lot of hammering and sawing. Being a scientific mind who's worked in the medical device industry his whole life, he said he was very interested in the whole procedure and was asking the surgeons lots of questions during the process. I wish I'd inherited his stomach. Shout out to my dad and his inconsistent views about what's appropriate to share with the world. He's recovering well and hopes to be playing squash again soon. I've attached screenshots, and they are...
I've seen the screenshots.
He's got a great physique, his dad.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically, he has essentially shared a picture of his penis, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the X-ray version, but the bum, like, he's got a good
X-rated.
Old... X-rated bum, yeah. Bum. He's got a good old...
He looks in great nick.
He's got legs like Chun-Li.
I'd be very happy to be in the shape that Josh's dad is
now,
in when I get to that age.
Now, he's in that shape now, to be honest.
Yeah. I would actually agree with that.
Good
yeah.
on you. Good on him.
Speaking of people being in great shape, you see that picture of Italian manager Roberto Mancini?
Mate.
I couldn't believe that was real.
I couldn't believe that was real.
Could you believe it was real? I mean, I know it is, but...
I just think men with important... I've not got an important job and I can't keep in shape. Yeah. Men with important jobs who are just stressed out like you wouldn't believe. Why don't they comfort eat? Why don't they Steve Bruce it?
No, but I think genetically... I mean, a lot
Italians
of this comes down to genetics. No, he's a professional athlete his whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's either going to go completely one way like the old big Neil Ruddock or he's going to stay in shape.
Yeah,
true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I find modern...
He's 54, he looks amazing.
And I would class him as a modern sportsman. I find modern sports people, they have a psychotic devotion to their own physique. I don't care for it.
I've got a psychotic devotion to my own physique, which is not in that way.
I want to abuse it.
Anyway, let's get out of here. We'll be back on Thursday with another episode of the Luke and Pete Show. We'll do some of your battery brands. We'll see how your week's been. It'll be the 1st of July then. Can you believe it? Half the year will already be over. So we'll look forward to that. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address. We are at Luke and Pete Show on Twitter and Instagram. And we look forward to talking to you then. Say goodbye, Peter.
Do you know what's cooler than $1 million? The Thursday Show coming soon.
It's goodbye from me as well.
In your RSS.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym... for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.